Let's open with a prayer then. Heavenly Father, we come to Thee this morning, Lord. We thank You once again for this morning that You've given us, the beautiful temperatures that You've given us outside, and the beautiful colors of the leaves, and being able to see Your creation, Lord. We thank You for it. Thank You for all Your blessings that You give us. We pray that You will be with Marcus as he's away, and that You will help them to be able to meet people that are searching, Lord, and pray that You'll guide and be with them. Be with Joe, that You will help him to not falter, Lord, that You will give him renewed strength, that he will continue to follow Thee. Be with Glenn while he's over there, Lord, that You will strengthen him and help him to have the wisdom and guidance, dear Lord, to reach his countrymen and his family. Pray that You will help him to have that guidance. We thank You for all Your many blessings. We thank You for this opportunity this morning. We pray that You will help us to see Your word and be able to apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we'll go ahead and stand then. I think if you guys will be loud enough, I think we'll do it all at one time instead of each individual one. So if you guys would all kind of come out here in the middle and face the congregation. Okay, if you're ready, go ahead.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh
back. Can anyone tell me a little bit of what you think you got out of that chapter? As you memorized it, was there anything that kind of stood out to any of you on what they were saying there? Sometimes when we memorize these, we might want to examine it a little bit and try to see what we're learning there so that we might understand it a little bit better besides just, you know, having those words in our hearts, which is very good. But if you have any questions while you're learning that, maybe, you know, you could ask your parents, your father and stuff, and ask them, you know, what does this mean? Maybe it would help you to understand it a little bit more and understand what the meaning is behind it. All right, we're in chapter 26 this morning. So we'll start out there in Psalms 26. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocency, so will I pass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place wherein thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men. In those hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in thine integrity. Redeem me, and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless the Lord. So we see here in these first verses here, he's asking the Lord to try him, to try his heart, to asking the Lord to see if what he has there is true. A lot of times we don't want to be tried, but it is good for us. And we see that about every day or every week of our life, we have those trials that come along, that we're tried, to see if our heart is really in the true place, if we're really loving the Lord and really trusting Him and really willing to do what He wants us to do. We have those things that come along. And we see here that David is asking that, to try his heart. And a lot of times we think we want to just kind of have our life to go along and be at ease and not have any of those, but those trials makes us stronger. Those temptations that Satan gives us sometimes will only make us strong if we follow through and stand strong for the Lord. Sometimes it's not going to be easy. Sometimes it'll be harder for us to be able to stand for the Lord. But that's where our trials really come in, to see how strong we really are. And to be prepared for those times. As we saw last week, a lot of times it's good to be in God's Word at all times and to be prepared for those situations when something might arise. And we never know when that's going to be. It could happen any time that something in our lives is going to be where we are a good witness, that we can, that by the way we conduct ourselves, and the way that we treat others, and the way that we put the Lord first in our life, will be a good witness and a good showing unto others what we're truly about. So we need to keep that in mind. And we see that David here is going through a lot of trying to show his willingness to follow the Lord, and how he wants the Lord to watch over him. He's thankful that the Lord watches over him in his time of when people are evil to him, or time of war, it says. And we see that if we put our trust in the Lord, he will bring us through those times. We might not understand sometimes a little bit of the suffering, or sometimes maybe even a lot of the suffering that we have to go through, to go through those times, that when we go through it in the way that the Lord would want us to, we'll come out triumphant. And we'll see, probably in the end, what the Lord was really trying to teach us, or trying to help us through. So don't falter when you think that everybody's against you or everything's against you, because the Lord will help us through if we put our trust in Him. He has the strength to carry us through. We don't on our own, but He does. And so we want to be able to trust in Him, and also to give Him thanks. Thanksgiving when He does help us through those times. And even when things are sometimes going good, we have a tendency to forget and to not thank the Lord. But we should thank the Lord every day just for being able to see His creation and able to get up. Plus, it gives us an opportunity to witness to souls, or to even get our own soul in line. That is a very good thanksgiving right there that the Lord gives us that chance to be able to follow Him. Because we might not have that chance tomorrow. So we should always be thankful to Him for everything He gives us. Do we have any questions about the lesson this morning? If not, next week I would like to maybe look up some verses on Thanksgiving. Or maybe just even in your own words, something that you're thankful to the Lord for. For whatever it might be, like, it, you know, examples of like family or something that the Lord has helped you through or give you strength to be able to do or something. Like I said, either find verses or even maybe even just things that you're thankful for yourself. And the big boys, I would like for them next week to pick a chapter, pick a book that they haven't read. That's something that's not very common in the Bible that you don't normally read. I know, you know, a lot of us read the New Testament and we read Matthew and Luke. But I would challenge them to pick a book that they normally wouldn't read and just read a chapter out of it and possibly be ready to say maybe something that they learned out of that chapter or something that they might not have known was even there or something like that for next week. Kind of give you a chance to look at something maybe that you normally wouldn't look at.